Hey everyone, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 69. So we have a very great podcast planned today for this special number. Okay, joining me today, first off, I'm Spider Staryu. You guys know who I am, the dude with the juice. Yes. Today I am joined by my very great friends, Ghetto as Hell and True T-Pora Dark Boo.
Hey!
Game enthusiast and administrator Super Zambazy.
Hello.
Oh, and my favorite fat, fabulous fungus, Toadette.
Hello.
So all my debts are here, so yes, we have a great podcast planned today. We have two things that are gonna be shown. First off, we're gonna have First off, we're gonna talk about Animal Crossing. And then we're gonna read a little story that is a part of Animal Crossing. A story that we made. It's called the Flora Story. You're gonna hear it after we talk about Animal Crossing. So I think you guys will like it. It's gonna be very fun and stuff, so yeah. But before we get into that, we gotta talk about what everyone has been doing this week. Let's start off with Toadette.
This week, I haven't been doing much. Just, you know, I've been working on something in my math class, because on Thursday, I'm going to be teaching my math class. I'm going to be teaching the class, not the teacher. So, yeah. Pretty hyped for that. I literally haven't been doing much besides that, just like drawing and all. As for games, I've been playing a lot of Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon multiplayer with my buddy. That's it.
Okay, so Dark Boo, what have you been doing?
Nothing. Literally nothing. I've been to college. I can't wait for May 20th. I can't wait for May 20th. And so, what had been happening now? What happened was I got a 99 on my probability and statistics test. Yes!
Yes! Wow.
I thought I was going to do average. And plus, I needed a 90 because my first test grade was a 64. And he curved it, so it was a 70. This time, he can't curve the exam because I got a 99. The only thing he can do is add 1 point. I'm like, thank you! But he, like, 1 point ain't going to do anything. I'm still waiting for my, what's that other class? Multivariable calculus. I'm still waiting for that, exam grade. He ain't graded yet. Because, I got a professor who is lazy and young. So, you know, they are very lazy compared to the old heathens. No offense. So, I haven't been doing anything. Nothing happened where I can be like, there's nothing happened where I can do all that. So, pretty much, let me check my grade. Oh, yeah, the grade's still not up there. So, nothing happened.
All right, now, Super Zambazy.
This week, I've just been doing the usual. Nothing exciting, nothing new. I don't know, just kind of like everybody else, I guess, sort of. I'm just doing what I normally do. I mean, last night, I stayed up kind of late because I was ripping out my carpet and I'm putting in these... this wood, not wood, but I don't know what it's called, but it's not real wood, but it looks like wood. So that's what I've been doing. Oh, and games I've been playing Black Ops 2 because it's a free weekend on Steam, and it's more Call of Duty. Games, I've been playing more Super Mario World. I think I just did one more world, and I've also been playing Mario and Donkey Kong something minis. Minis on the move. Yes. And it's fun. I don't know. It's just a puzzle game. I haven't really played the other Mario vs. Donkey Kong games, so I don't really know what to compare it to. But I'm having fun with it. It's all right. It's nothing like amazing or anything, but it's fun. Did anyone else buy it?
No. What did you mention? No.
Mario and Donkey Kong on the 3DS?
Oh, I didn't buy it.
No, I don't have any eShop money.
Bummer.
I'm waiting to get my eShop money, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm waiting, and then I wasn't even going to use it to buy. I was going to buy more Fire Emblem DLC.
Yeah, so that's it for me.
Okay. Well, alright, so let me get to what I've been doing this week. There's so much. First up, I just recently got back, like, not, like, right this second, but, like, I went to my sister's house earlier because I had to drop off her charger for her new 3DS. She bought the, what's it called, Moonlight Purple 3DS? Or is it Midnight?
Midnight Purple.
Midnight, okay, that's right. Midnight Purple 3DS. It looks stunning. It looks amazing. I want it. She showed it to me. I was like, wow, that is fantastic. It looks.
Is it sexy?
It's sexy. It's hot. It's juicy. It's everything. It's so great.
I like it. I like it when it's like that.
I know you like it when it's like that.
Yeah.
So I just really liked it like that. whoops. I really liked it like that. Wow. I just really liked it, and it was really nice to see it. And so now she has her own 3DS. So we're gonna trade friend codes and stuff. Yes. Other than that, let me see. I've been doing a lot of PowerPoint stuff. Making new boards for MPI. I've been updating MPI and running the game here on MPL, and there's been lots of drama lately. Boo, Timmy, and DX Impulse, which his real name I can't say.
It starts with S.
I can't say it though. But he and VIP, of course, VIP. We have all those people. There's so much drama, and Boo's very mad right now because he's frozen rock solid because of DX Impulse.
Get the name right.
Okay, S Pulse.
Yes.
It really sucks when you get frozen rock solid, because when you get frozen, you can't move for like 3 to 5 turns. At all!
Oh, really?
But yeah, that's pretty much most of what I've been doing. I've been playing Busta Groove 2, I've been playing my Busta Groove, both those two games. I recently dug it up on my PSP. It's been really fun to play.
You know who likes to bust the groove?
Who?
Toadette.
Okay. I've also been playing Power Stone, which I'm going to say something about Power Stone. Have you guys played the Power Stone collection on the PSP?
No.
No.
Wow. I honestly thought someone would have at least played it, but...
I don't even have a PSP or any Sony console.
I've never heard of it.
What?
Never heard of it either.
What the hell? Esther, no. Tell me you've heard of it.
What's the name again? Because it's not ringing any bells.
Power Stone.
No.
Oh my god. I'm going to have to walk away from you guys for a second. Wow. Oh my god. Oh my god. Whew, guys, we're getting to pray for y'all. Power Stone is one of the best fighting games out there. It was released on the Dreamcast back in like 1999. It was a fantastic game, and it recently got released on the recently, wow, 2006, actually, got released on the PSP and this collection thing, and I wanted to talk about it really quick, because on the freaking Power Stone for the PSP, the first one, because it comes with two, the first one and the second one, on the first one, you can unlock Power Stone 2 characters on Power Stone 1. I know you guys are probably saying, what the hell? But literally, like, in this game, they basically remade the original Power Stone to include characters that were introduced in the sequel. So it's like...
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
So, it was cool, but there's something about it that pisses me off. When they've done this, they made these characters so flawed, because these characters have different movements and stuff that make them unable to do certain things that other characters can do in Power Stone 1. So it's like these characters have these abilities and stuff that don't really work. However, they may be flawed as well, but they also have too much strength. When they get to their special strike, when they get all freaking 3 power stones, they can kill someone instantly with the freaking fire breath or the freaking merry-go-round, that freaking girl Julia. I don't know who she thinks she is, but she thinks she's Little Miss something. And I don't like that crap with that freaking, with those super, super freaking cheap powerful moves. I can't stand to freaking get that freaking crap in video games or fighting games, whatever. I can't stand it. Whew. But nonetheless, I really enjoy the game, and I've been playing it a lot. And other than that, I've been just playing Animal Crossing City Folk, and that's pretty much it. Other than I just downloaded Super Mario World for the Wii U. Yes.
Wii U, Wii!
And that's pretty much it. So, yes, that's what everyone has been doing this week. Now we're going to get into news and community. SC, would you care to do it, or would you better I?
Whatever you want. You are hosting. Oh. You get to pick.
Oh, merci. That is very nice. I want you to do it, please.
Alrighty. For news, we just have two quick things to mention. Mario and Donkey Kong Minis on the Move was released on this last Thursday. You can buy it on the eShop for $10. I do not know any other conversion rates. Please don't ask. It's also out in Europe, same day. What else? We also have Super Mario RPG available on the North American Club Nintendo for 200 coins until June something. So please go do that. Go buy that game because you should probably play it. I bought it. I've never played it. I will be playing it after I'm done with Mario and Luigi. The whole series. What else? First, other articles on the main site, we have an article I wrote up last week. It was actually right after the podcast last week. Predicting the retro courses for the next Mario Kart. Basically, I go through the Shell Cup, the Banana Cup, the Leaf Cup, the Lightning Cup, and predict what courses they'll be for the next Mario Kart. And again, these are just predictions. Like, you can't make you can make educated guesses, but you can't be 100% sure. So they're guesses. Just take a look, see what you agree with, see what you'd change. Yeah. Did anyone get a chance to look at that?
Looking at it right now.
No.
Yeah, well,
I looked at it the day it came out.
What'd you think? Do you agree with it?
I agree with a lot of your choices. I thought you picked a lot of great courses, and I thought it was pretty accurate to what will probably happen.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think that Rainbow Road will be a retro track, but I feel like they're starting that trend. Because they have to at some point, and it's, I don't know, it feels like they'll keep going.
Yeah, I think so too.
What else for other things on the main site? We also did a poll recently about what the readers and the viewers of Mario Party Legacy want to see covered during E3, and the results were not that interesting. We kind of all expected it. But the top games you guys want to see is Mario Kart U, then Super Smash Bros. 4, then Mario Party 3DS, then Super Mario U. Those pretty much got all the votes, and then we had quite a few for Mario and Luigi, and the rest got pretty low votes. So, I mean, you guys want to see the new unannounced stuff for the Wii U, pretty much. So, expect that during E3. And one more thing, the Mario and Luigi logs that I'm doing, they're still happening, so go check them out. I'm playing through all three games, and I'm writing up about them as I go through. So check that out on the main site. We also have three things going on in the forum. We have Spring Fever, an event hosted by Maxime from the forum. It's basically a challenge every single day. Everyone gets to participate, create an item, or create a mini game, tell a story, stuff like that. Fun things to help get some activity going. What do you guys think about Spring Fever? If you have any thoughts.
It's been pretty slow recently though, but there's been some trouble, but I think it's fun.
The challenges have been good. Some challenges have been like, not really, but I do it anyway, but I think it's promising. We'll just have to see how it goes as time goes on, but it's so far it's doing well.
I have no response. I have nothing to say. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's Spring Fever. Go check it out if you're interested. It's on the forum. We also have a community night happening today. So you'll probably be over by the time you listen. But it's a Saturday. Keep your eyes open on Saturdays. We have community nights then. We will be playing Mario Kart Wii with custom tracks this week.
Yeah. Hacks! And I can't join because my white Wii isn't working that well. I might join for like one match, but that'll be it.
What time is it again?
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Oh, we gotta get this done. Cause I want to check what time it ends.
That's whenever everyone decides to just stop. I guess.
Okay. I gotta cash my check now. Goddamn, I gotta cash the check. 15387. Yes.
Yes, so that is happening today, and our last thing is the Lost Levels videos, and maybe, Staryu, you want to mention anything about that? Anything changing this week?
Oh, yes. Next week, there's going to be a little bit of a switch-up again on the Lost Levels daily videos.
No.
We're going to be switching roles. I know this one's going to be better than last time. I know some people didn't like certain videos for last time, but this one's going to be better. There's going to be different people doing different stuff, so I want you guys to check it out when it comes up. It's going to be this week starting Monday. So that's going to be May 13th through May 17th. Yeah, that's right. Yes. So there's going to be a switch. Everyone's going to be doing different things. It's just going to be everything different. So I'm not going to spell who does what, though. You guys are just have to watch and find out, okay? All right. And that's pretty much it for the news and community. Okay, so now let's get into our main topic today. Our main topic is Animal Crossing.
Woo!
We're going to be talking about the Animal Crossing series and just general stuff about Animal Crossing itself. Because some of us haven't played it. Boo is a natural Flora, so of course he's played it somewhat. In his spirit, not physically. In his spirit, he's played Animal Crossing. But yeah, we're gonna be talking about it today. We're just gonna be like, you know, discussing some stuff. It's mainly gonna be me and SC discussing it though, because we played most of the Animal Crossing games. And well, you guys can ask questions though, Twitter and Boo. You guys can ask questions. It's fine. So, SC, where do we begin? What do you want to discuss?
I guess since the new one's coming out, what are you most excited about for New Leaf?
Well, obviously, Animal Crossing for the 3DS is automatically the first most exciting thing for me. Because I like the idea of taking Animal Crossing on the go, because it's more accessible. That's what, you know, because when it's on a console, it's like harder to access. You don't have enough time like to set everything up and turn it on. I like how it's on the 3DS, so it has great graphics. It's on the go, so that's what I really like about it. And then there's no more city, thank God.
Didn't they have one on the DS?
Yes, they did, but it was very laggy. I didn't really like Wild World. It was okay, but it was really laggy. It was like a mess.
Oh, I loved Wild World. That was my favorite. That's the first one. That's technically the first one I played. And I fell in love with it. Oh my gosh, it was almost like an addiction. So bad.
I played the first one I played was the GameCube one. And after that, DS and Wii, yeah.
The GameCube one, which is weird. Back then, our library would rent out video games too, so that was cool. But they had Animal Crossing. You could have it for 3 weeks, and I rented it and I played it then. And that's really all I've played of that game. But it was the Wild World that really got me into it. Oh my gosh.
Animal Crossing is an addiction, right?
Yes.
when people first see the game, they're like, this was exactly me before I first saw the game. I was like, please, no one wants to play that stupid game. Then when you actually play it, it's so addicting. You need to play it every damn day. It's
now
so
you know
fun.
What it's like to play Fire Emblem. It's the same thing, except with cute little animals and shops. It's like killing and warriors and swords.
But it's
like, Animal Crossing, but with swords.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really fun to play every day. And of course, sometimes you forget and stuff. But it's like that's why I like that it's gonna be on the 3DS, because you know it's more accessible. Like I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you're saying, that same reaction, same thing here. It's like my whole family would be like, "Oh my gosh, who even plays this game?" Plant flowers, chop trees. Are you kidding me? Is this a video game? Then you play and you're like, oh, okay, this is okay, whatever. This is dumb. Okay, well, okay, maybe. No, I have to go play again because I need to water the plants. And no, I need to play again because of this. And then you're playing every single day, every night, every morning because you have to schedule things. And oh, I have to make it to Tom Nook's before this because he has a special on this. And oh, Red's in town or whatever his name is. And oh, I need to go to this and this and this and this and addicted.
That is true tea.
Yeah, so I'm just really excited for this new one because it looks like they're actually adding something new. New Leaf, they're actually adding something new. I was disappointed with the Wii one because it was just way too similar to the DS one.
Yeah, I like the Wii one, but I have to admit, it was pretty much almost exactly like the DS one. With only small added things, like literally only small, very tiny differences, which is basically the exact same thing of the DS one. That's why you can literally transport your town to the DS. They had the suitcase option where you can bring your DS town to the Wii. That's how simple it is.
Good. Yeah. Well, maybe Dark Blue or Tredette, anything you guys, since you haven't played the series, is there anything that you guys notice that's interesting? Or maybe you feel the same way that we do right now, where you're like, okay, that's just stupid.
Why do you like it? Because when I first seen it, I thought it was the dumbest game whatsoever. I'm sorry.
Boo, did you play it?
No.
Did you see videos of it or something like that?
Yes.
That's exactly how me and SC were. We were like, who wants to play this stupid game? But when you actually play it, it's so much fun. I never was an Animal Crosser back then. I couldn't stand the series. But when I started playing the games, I was like, oh my god, I love this. It was so much, it was just fun and it was great. The game is really designed well. I like it better than Harvest Moon, which I don't even really like Harvest Moon that much anyway. It's really just easily accessible and pretty fun for everyone.
That's why I never bought it, because I thought it was dumb. I'm sorry.
Well, I think if you play it, you'll like it. I guarantee it. You play it, just give it a few days, you'll love it.
Uh-oh.
And if you don't love it, then you'll just get addicted, and you'll play anyway. So.
Tredette, do you have any questions?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, how about we talk about the members in our town? Can you remember any of them, SC? In Wild World or whatever?
Sure.
So.
I guess I'll go. I had. Sorry. I had a lot of wolves in my town, in the Wild World. What's his name? Lobo. He's blue. I remember that. And I had another one. He was golden or orange or something. And
oh,
he
I have really the orange cool. one in my town right now.
I gotta look this up. And I also had a girl version of some girl wolf, too. And we had a bunch of wolves in there, and it was really cool, and I became friends. And every time they tried to move away, I had to stop them, and I had to check every day so they wouldn't move. Yeah, that's another thing. You don't want your these friends that you make, these animals, you don't want them to move away, so you have to check every day. Cause
I know. It feels
every other day someone decides to leave, and you show up in their house and all their stuff is packed in boxes. You're like, no, I've got to talk you out of it. Or if you hate them, then you just leave them and they take off.
Oh, my God. You know who I can't say? I can't even say that freaking jerk, Alois, or whatever the hell she named it. That freaking elephant jerk. She's like this yellow elephant. She's just a yellow elephant with like brown hair. I can't stand her. She always joins every damn time I start an Animal Crossing game. She's always there, and I can't stand her. I'm like, get out of my town. And she just stays there for months and months. I don't talk to her. I don't do anything with her. She just stays there. I'm like, oh my god, leave! I swear. But all seriousness aside, I have an orange wolf in my town. He's a guy. I have this kangaroo girl. She's brown. I have a black kangaroo there. Both of them are girls. I have a what's it called? I have a rhino named Rhonda. I have this monkey or gorilla named Caesar. I have this anteater named Al or Alfonso. No, not Alfonso. That's the crocodile. His name is something. That's something that starts with an A. And then I have this ditzy cat named Mo, and he's really lazy, but he's fun to talk to. And I think that's pretty much all the members I have in my town, at least from the back of my head, from what I can remember.
Mm-hmm. See, I did you share your town with anybody? Because I had to, and I know people would mess things up, like chop down a whole section of a forest or something. I'm like, what the heck?
I never shared my town with anyone.
See, we only had one game. I had to, so it's like,
With your siblings?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the worst.
I don't share with. I don't care. My siblings don't even care about Animal Crossing. So lucky me, I guess.
It's so bad because you just show up and there's just this whole. It's like a devastating. It's like a disaster happened. Like several people moved out, trees are gone, just plants are missing, and you're like, oh. At least they can't go into your actual. Oh no! In the Wild World, I think they could. They could go in your room and take your stuff.
Take your stuff without asking? I don't think that's possible in City Folk.
Yeah, in City Folk, it's probably not possible. But in Wild World, I'm pretty sure because you just shared the whole house.
You share houses? I thought you guys lived in different houses.
That was the original GameCube, where you have four houses in that little area. But in Wild World, you have just one.
Oh.
It sucks. Folk,
there's multiple towns for multiple people. I guess that's why I said that. But yes.
I really do not like it. I also had a bunch of frogs in my town. I can't remember which one. I know one of them was pink. This game, I'm just getting really excited. Because there's some cool features that I've noticed in New Leaf. I mean, the moment I saw New Fruit, I was ecstatic. I don't know. It's just really
I like my
exciting.
Town filled with peaches, though. But yeah, uh-huh. New Fruit is great. Yes, peaches is who I am. So of course I need to have peaches grow in my town, or if I don't have it grow in my town, I have to put it to like the side, like, you know, like grow trees to the side where you live. I do something like that. But it's nice to see new fruit because it adds more variety to the game, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to see what that whole island thing is about, because I haven't really looked into it, but I know there's like activities and mini games to do over there, and Tortimer, or whatever his name is, he's over there. So that'll be interesting. I'm just really excited.
I know there's also a new club you can go to. It's like where it has KK Slider there, like every like week except for Saturday. Like every day except Saturday. He's there every day, and on Saturday he plays his guitar. But he's like a DJ there, and he's called DJ KK now. It's like so awesome to see him.
Oh, Dark Moon Today, you guys are probably like, oh my gosh, these people are insane. You guys should give it a try. It's really good.
Buy it now.
The only thing that interested me is that I heard that you could wear, like, a toad hat.
You can.
Yeah, so far it's like the only thing that and like the Pikmin references are like the only things that interest me.
Oh, did you get any of the Nintendo themed furniture?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Which game?
City Folk.
See, did you get any in Wild World?
From what I remember, I only got, like, one. Getting one or two. One of those.
See, for Wild World, they weren't made available. If you didn't get them from somebody who hacked their town or whatever, which I actually did a lot of later on. But,
cheater.
Okay, whatever.
I'm joking.
I guess. No, it got really bad because of the point where, like, my beach is filled with royal crowns and stuff because people will come in. They're like, oh, yeah, here's 50 of them. Like, oh, yes. But that's besides the point. What was I saying? Nintendo stuff. They only gave you the Mario items, like the block and the star and the mushroom. If you went to Toys R Us and you, like, use whatever it's called, the connecting downloading service, and downloaded it from there, so I actually did that quite a few times. I was really addicted to this game at one point. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So, I don't know. That's what I have to say about Animal Crossing.
Well, actually, I got into Animal Crossing not as early as what I thought. I started playing around, it can't be 2004. I remember 2004, I hated Animal Crossing. It had to be like 2005. Where I got the GameCube one, and then shortly after, I got the Wild World, but I wasn't, like, fully, I was fully, I was, I really liked the GameCube one, but I wasn't, like, fully interested in Wild World.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get that natural interest until City Folk came out, and that's when my interest exploded even further of Animal Crossing, and now I start playing it regularly, actually, ever since 2008.
Yeah, so. And I can see, if you didn't really dive into Wild World that much, or you didn't even play it at all, then I can see City Folk being a really good game.
Yeah.
You know, because that is new for you, or for whoever that hasn't touched Wild World. But if you have, it's like, I've already done this.
I see.
Yes. What I think, I don't know, that's, Animal Crossing's kind of basic, and you really have to experience it for yourself to kind of understand it. So, I mean, I don't really know what else we could...
Let me just say this. If you have not played Animal Crossing, please, go play it. Go yes. buy it. Go do something. I don't know. Just, you should definitely buy it. If you've not played Animal Crossing, a lot of people say, like, oh, I can't stand this game, or, oh, I don't like the direction it's going. But when you actually play it, you really actually get involved in stuff. You really, like, start to enjoy it. It's really not a pushover game. It's not just, oh, yeah, we just, like, water plants. We just do that. There's so much options. Making money, being the... And this Animal Crossing, the new one, being the freaking mayor of your town. There's so many awesome things. And I definitely think it's... Even if you've not played Animal Crossing, pick up New Leaf when it comes out on June 9th. That's all I'm going to say.
Also, one thing I want to mention is this game has great online. You get to visit each other's towns, just mess around, be stupid, whatever you want. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I guess New Leaf will have even better online. That's just my assumption.
I definitely think it will. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys so much for watching the podcast, and let's get our final words out. Dark Boo?
I hope y'all enjoyed the segment we did. Usually I'd be prepared, because next one, you know, I had to get the slapping and everything. I had to get it together, yes. So I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. Yeah, 69, indeed.
Oh, yes. Toretta?
I hope you enjoyed this incredibly unsexy podcast when it was sexy, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway.
And Super Zambazy?
Oh, I'm still surprised I agreed to do that, but regardless, I guess I hope you enjoyed it.
You're a changed man now, Zambazy.
This is the first Zambazy has ever cursed.
Yes! That was not a curse. I didn't curse.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
He added the oh.
They grew up so fast.
Ah, whatever.
I win.
Whatever you say, Essie. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
It's on the recording. Okay.
We don't know who he's sleeping with.
Ooh.
A teddy bear.
Oh. Okay. Well, here's our ending information. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube. YouTube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. So check it out. You can check out MyProLegacy and our form at MyProLegacy.com and MyProLegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at mpimpfs.mariopartylegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and at our Facebook page, MPL Network. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYu. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm SpiderStarYu. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. You can subscribe to Dark Boo on YouTube. He's
516-974-3494. Yes.
You can watch... What the hell? Watch? You can follow SC on Twitter at SuperZambazy.
You can watch him, but that might be creepy.
Well, you can watch him if you want, but you should probably follow him.
I know, I'm watching him. Look out your window.
Follow's not any less creepy either.
Hi!
You can subscribe to SuperZambazy on YouTube, and you can add him on the Nintendo Network on the Wii U. I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yes. For Timmy. Timmy couldn't make the podcast today, but since I am so generous, I'm going to mention his name anyway. You can subscribe to Timmy at Mr. Tintendo. Mr. Timtendo. Wow. And you can subscribe to Toadette on YouTube. She's Caitlin Robotalian.
Please don't.
On Tumblr, you can watch her. She's unofficial.
Follow.
She's Toadette. Follow, whatever. I don't know the terms for this crap anymore. And on Facebook, you can, her Facebook is Homicidal Fungus.
Yeah, you can like the page I never use anymore, but I might.
And that's it for our podcast. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Au revoir.
See you.